I'm Selena Sage, and Live Free is for our collective liberation. Namaste and welcome. Today, the inspiration is here to share a message about community. But first, I wanted to share this beautiful teaching from Sri Ramana Maharshi that I ran across very early this morning and really felt inspired to share. So Sri Ramana said, "Seated in the heart of everyone as heart, the Lord will ordain everything according to one's destiny. Therefore, if we unswervingly abide in self, our source, all will happen unerringly. Those who have strong faith will think he who planted this tree will water it and will never be distressed. If he who planted it sees the tree drying up, let even that pathetic sight be only his burden. Devotees with great faith in God never feel concern for the needs of their life, because they are so sure that God will never abandon them. Even when it happens that they are not provided with their needs, they do not feel that they are afflicted. They simply endure it with patience, feeling that it is only God who has to suffer by seeing them troubled. Hence, on all occasions, they are happy." This verse thus assures that for such devotees, there's no misery at all in life. And that last portion, I think, was a perspective from one of Sri Ramana's students. And I'd just like to go back to this one line that I'm going to share with sort of a gender-neutral perspective. "So that which has planted this tree will water it." So to me, that is trusting that this creative force that has placed every tree and every flower in the right place will care for it. And this message was a reminder that we must recognize that things happen in universal time. And so often we feel urgency. I'm definitely in this camp sometimes, an urgency about when we think things should happen. But if we take this approach, if we recognize that everything has been ordained according to destiny, there's this ability to take a deep breath, to sit back, to relax, to remain as self and enjoy the play, recognizing that all things change and pass away, but that which is observing that play of changes is changeless. And this changeless is just another word for the self, peace, and freedom that we truly are. And so I hope this verse also provides encouragement to you to feel no concern. Just remain open to what is transpiring naturally. Keep the faith that all is happening for the highest good and unfolding according to a divine destiny that we may not in this moment see. And added to that, I'd like to just bring in this idea of community. So I think community is often defined as those who live around us, those who look like us or think like us or worship like us. And those are certainly very valid definitions of community. But this morning, I was thinking about community more broadly, taking into account those that we interact with in a way that we may not think about so much. And also our environment, the nature that's around us, realizing that this too is part of our community, the air we breathe, the water we drink, the trees that surround us, the flowers, the grass, all of that is also a part of our holistic community. And this first point about the people that we may not naturally think about as being part of our community, there are those who may be adding sparks of light into your life. And you appreciate them in your heart, but you may not think about them as being part of your community. They just might be a really kind person at the post office that helped you, or a very cheery person in the produce department at your favorite grocery store. These persons are adding this light. They're providing this additional energy and kindness and care into your life. And as we just sit for a moment, I invite you to bring all of these individuals to heart. The person that did something very kind that made such a big impact in your day, week, or life. Hold them in your heart. Send them love. Spread that gratitude and appreciation that maybe was in the moment of the action, but quickly forgotten in the cycle of life. But as we hold all of these individuals that have made such a beautiful impact in our lives and send them love, we are completing the cycle of the love they shared with us. We're sharing from that overflow. And I'm calling to heart all of the beautiful, amazing spirits that I encounter in my travels that have made such a beautiful impact in my life. The animals that cross my paths, especially here on the island, that I love interacting with. The beautiful ocean, the mountains. All of these aspects of our broader community that make a beautiful impact on our lives, as we hold them in our hearts and share love with them, we feel that love expand and grow. Gratitude itself is love. And as you hold that meditation, I am going to pull up an excerpt from my latest book. That statement, gratitude is love, is something that I shared in the book. So this is from Finding Freedom Where You Are. I am going to find that passage and share that. So the pointing is you are already free. You are already free. And the accompanying perspective from the book is as follows. You are already free. If this statement feels untrue, write down all of the reasons why you think it's not true for you. Next, flip all of these statements into a positive affirmation. Then align your energy with the positive affirmation. Only give your attention to what you want. So here's an example. And this might be easier to process in the book, but I'll do my best to break it down after I read the section. So the example is, I am not free because I don't have enough. So then when we flip that, the affirmation becomes, I have more than enough. I have more than enough. Now align your energy to the positive affirmation by giving it your full attention. Stay immersed in gratitude for all that you have in this moment and give thanks. Gratitude is love. So, sitting with this message and kind of tying to the community idea, perhaps we can start with an untrue statement that's something like, I'm disconnected from my community. So our affirmation will be, just to say this to yourself, I have abundant connections with my community. Just say that to yourself. I have abundant connections with my community. And we're going to align our energy with this positive affirmation by giving it our full attention. And now we're going to stay immersed in gratitude for all of the beautiful connections that we have. And we're going to give thanks. So in the same way as we were sharing love, another way to view this is to just share gratitude. So if sending love feels a little too squishy, you can just say thank you. So all of those different aspects of your community that you're grateful for, in this moment, just say thank you individually. Even if you don't recall their names, if you can bring up their faces, the screen of your attention, and just say thank you to that image with heart-centered gratitude. Just feel that love being transferred. Sending love to all of the beautiful fellow nomads who have somehow found me on the island and come visit and share such wonderful times. Sharing so much gratitude and love for all of these beautiful, beautiful spirits. The nature that inspires. The children, they're their beautiful example of innocence, freedom, creativity. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All of my nieces and nephews and godchildren. Stay with this practice, and hopefully it will spark more people and reasons to be thankful throughout your day, recognizing that you have more connections than you could have ever imagined. Celebrate those connections with gratitude and feel the love return to you. We are one. That is the essence of community. And when we recognize this, we more freely share our love and gratitude in our practices as well. Living in this way is the personification of freedom. And of course, that is what I always wish for you. And I thank you so much for being here. Namaste, and love to all.